Rubbleman.
Except I hope you don't think I'm going to open, because you know I'm not good at the open.
Oh, I thought you were.
Oh, well, how am I supposed to? I don't know what the spiel is, you always say.
That's okay. What are we doing? The threes?
The threes.
Okay.
As long as you start the opening about who we are and all that crazy stuff.
And then are you going to say what we're doing, or yeah. You want me to say what we're doing?
I can say what we're doing.
All right.
It might sound cheesy and crazy because I'm not good at this, but I will try my best. No, you just have to do the TV tangents part.
That's already in there. That's automatic.
Oh.
But I can start and open anyway.
You can.
Okay. Let's go. You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Thanks for joining us today on TV Tangents once again. Today, we're going back to the 80s, 70s?
70s, late 70s, early 80s. We're talking about Three's Company.
Three's Company.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
What a great, that's like one of the, well, first of all, it's one of the most well-known theme songs by far.
It is. Everyone knows that theme song.
And I was looking up stuff and I realized it said that it was Ray Charles and Julie Rinker.
Who sang the song?
Yes. And maybe they wrote it? I don't know, because it doesn't sound like Ray Charles.
It doesn't sound like Ray Charles in any way.
And I just kind of came across that. So then I was like, meant to like look into it further. And then of course I didn't, because
maybe they did in the beginning, because I've been watching like later episodes,
yeah,
later seasons, like season six, and
mm-hmm.
They had a lot of different
things changed a lot.
A lot of different roommates.
Yeah, that's kind of the big thing, because Three's Company, well, was on for 8 seasons on ABC, and it ran from 1977, which is the year I was born.
Ooh,
yeah, to 84. And I feel like it must have been on then, I just remember watching it when I was little. So I'm thinking, what was I watching? Was it reruns or?
Well, I was in fourth grade in 1984, third and fourth grade. And I think I did watch it when it was new.
Yeah. So I must have, yeah, I guess I would have been.
Who was the first roommate? Was Suzanne Summer the first roommate?
Yes, Suzanne Summer was the first one. So Chrissy Snow was played by Suzanne Summers, and she was the first roommate. So the three of them who originated were Janet Wood, played by Joyce DeWitt, Chrissy Snow, played by Suzanne Summers, and then Jack Tripper by John Ritter, of course. I didn't realize that apparently Jack crashed a party and woke up in a bathtub, and then he met Janet, and it was like...
Like the first episode?
Yeah, and then he said that they needed a new roommate, and he could only afford to live at, like, the YMCA, so he took up their offer to move in, and they're like, okay. But, of course, the Ropers, Stanley and Helen Roper, they were very, you know, it's 1977, so traditionalist, yeah, and they're so like, okay. Yeah, there's no co-ed living situation, so Janet tells Mr. Roper that Jack is gay. And then he's like, oh, well, okay, then it's fine. And I didn't realize this. I think I did know that Mrs. Roper figured out Jack wasn't gay.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was like the second season. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. Because, you know, she was all flirtatious. But she was always super close to the, as they called them, kids.
The kids.
The kids.
Who were not children.
No. But. And I was trying to figure out how old they were recently when I was watching. Mm. How old are they supposed to be is the question. Because they're very poor. Very poor.
Yeah, because I was watching an episode where they didn't have the rent.
Yes.
Because Chrissy had gone home.
Had left, yes.
And then her cousin...
Cindy.
Her cousin Cindy came, and that's how they switched from one roommate to another. And mm-hmm. Cindy wasn't there for very long.
No.
But and she did still hang out on the show.
She did. And because I recently watched one where Terry, mm-hmm. the third roommate, was on, but Cindy was on the same episode.
Yeah.
So there was kind of a transition period, yeah, where...
Cindy would just show up and she would,
yeah, and would hang Cindy out was played them. By Jenny Lee Harrison, and she was on, yeah, for just that brief period of time in between. I think she was only on seasons 5 and 6,
but she was still in the credits because she would still come on the show.
She would randomly
and
show
she
up later,
was
wouldn't she?
Super clumsy.
I forgot, first of all, the entire show, how slapstick it is and how everyone runs into everything. Like, even an episode, an older one with Chrissy, and Jack was like, oh, Chrissy, is it time for you to go to work? I can give you a lift. And she was like, okay. And he picks her up.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, ha, 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 Dad. Like, it was just such corny, like, slapstick stuff. And I was like, I mean, I probably thought it was hilarious as a little kid.
Oh, yeah.
And not really, you know, realizing what the connotations of some of the stuff was. But super funny. And, yeah, Cindy just ran into everything, hit everybody. The swinging door that they always had, of course, yeah, in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness.
So she hit everybody with that door.
Jack was always in the right position for her to hit him with something.
Yes.
Or run into him.
Yeah. I recently saw one where there was an ironing board involved.
Oh, my God.
And he got stuck in it somehow because Cindy was operating it. I was like, how would you even go about getting stuck in that?
Oh,
I
don't my understand. Goodness. She was so funny. She was like, she's from a small town. She and Chrissy were from a small town. So when she showed up,
yeah,
the first episode that she was in, she had on like cowboy boots and everything. And mm-hmm. she didn't know the ways of the city. And she yeah. was knocking everything over. And
yeah, so I was kind of thinking, yeah, she's a little bit of a train wreck. But super cute. And I think like saw an episode, she was like a secretary and was getting mistreated. So of course, Jack like goes to her rescue. It did crack me up too to watch them like later on in life, you see how they dress, like, for bed. They wear, like, the skimpiest pajamas.
She just walked around. The first episode that she was in, they were trying to get a new roommate. So Jack wanted the woman he was dating to be their new roommate. And then, what is Joyce DeWitt's character's name?
Janet.
Janet wanted
her boyfriend
to be their roommate. And then, what's-her-name came in. And she was like, oh, no, my cousin Chrissy said that I could live here for a while. And so is his friend Larry, who is either 25 or 45.
Yes.
He comes in and she's walking through the living room in her pajamas, which is a nightshirt.
Yeah.
Maybe one of Jack's shirts.
A couple times, like some of them would have like a little shirt on and then apparently, like, the matching panties that had ruffle on the butt.
Oh, I love those.
Like, I've seen those a couple times now when I was watching episodes. And I'm like, oh, okay then. Yeah.
That must be why I've always wanted a pair of those and never had any.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for the 70s, it wasn't a normal kind of a situation. And
no.
All the seasons I've watched recently have been with Mr. Furley.
Yes, and Don Knotts played Mr. Furley. And
I think sometimes he referenced Jack being gay, but sometimes he didn't. So I wasn't really sure where he was.
Yeah, he for sure. I saw one recently and he always was like, actually, there was an episode where Janet had to pretend to be married to Jack because her parents came in town. No. And she's like, I told them I was married. And Jack's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And she's like, to you. And my favorite part is when one of them asks them to do something, they panic. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, all you have to do is lie to her parents. Why not? So it was a funny episode because then, of course, the sleeping arrangements and all of this. Well, Mr. Furley comes in and he's like, oh, don't worry. Nothing's going on here. Well, Jack pulls him in the kitchen and he's like, hey, we have to pretend we're married because it's a situation. And Mr. Furley, oh, okay. So then he plays along too. And Janet's dad's like, Jack's a man's man. And Mr. Furley starts to laugh. Again, when you watched it back then, we would watch it, didn't think anything of it. But now I'm like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, we never thought anything of it. And in one episode I was watching, Janet had a crush on the bartender at their regular bar.
The Regal Beagle.
Which was sometimes a sketchy dive bar and sometimes a nice bar. Depending on what they needed it to be. Because one time they were like, oh no, I can't go down to the Regal Beagle. We're going to get into a fight and it's a seedy place. But Janet wanted to ask out the bartender and she wanted to go out with him. So she wanted him to ask her out. And they're like, why don't you ask him out? And she's like, I can't ask out a man. And then they're asking Larry and Larry's like, no, she can't ask a man out. It was a big deal. And they're like, no way can there's she ask no him way. Out. So she tried to ask him out and she ended up accidentally setting him up with, what is her name? Why can I never remember?
Chrissy?
No, not Chrissy.
Cindy.
No,
Terry.
Terry. Thank you.
There's three of them. Terry. So it's hard to keep them straight.
Yeah. So he went out with Terry and it was, again, it was the 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
Which we always think these things are, you know, we think of women's rights and all that stuff being something that's always been there in our lifetime, but that's not actually true.
But I have noticed as I've gotten older and then gone back and watched reruns of shows that Hollywood definitely was more progressive.
Oh, yeah.
Earlier on. And so they do say a few things here and there. Seriously, one of my favorite things, and it's so funny, I was watching an episode of Three's Company, and Jack had a girlfriend come over. She comes in, they're in the living room, of course, and then there was some big thing about it, and Janet and Jack run off to the kitchen so they can talk to each other. Janet made like kind of a rude comment about her based on how she looked, I guess. Mm. And Jack's like, oh, and she goes, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. And he said, can I get you a saucer of milk, meow? And I about died. I was like, that's amazing.
That's great.
And it just, it's so funny. I'm like, okay, this show is great, but
it's great. I've watched so much of it lately that I've become friends with them, and yes. Jack and I are kind of close. And
although I'm a little upset with Larry, you mentioned Larry.
Oh.
And, you know, Larry is Jack's best friend and played by Richard Klein. And he walks into the room, doesn't care who's in there, and just starts talking.
Yes, he does.
And multiple times when I've watched episodes recently, it's always whatever he's saying is completely like the opposite of whoever's in the room, of like whatever situation they're trying to play off. It's something to mess that up, no matter what. He walks in, Jack's talking to somebody, and he's like, Jack. And he just interrupts. And then he's like, these girls, they're so hot. We're going to go see them.
Yes,
and it's like
does.
The episode where Jack's trying to be Janet's husband.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, okay, do you just like not, he doesn't care who's
doesn't
in the
read
room.
A room.
He's just,
that's the only thing ever on his mind.
It is.
He was, when in the roommate episode, he was trying to get his girlfriend to move in to their apartment because she lived across town, and he was having to spend all his money on gas. And he's, at one point, he's like, well, I was going to go see her, but I didn't have enough gas to get to her house. And Jack's like, oh, how far did you get? He goes, my driveway. And because, of course, they were poor.
Yes.
And so he's trying to get his girlfriend to move in down there. And I'm thinking, why? How long are you going to date her, Larry?
Exactly. I mean, some of that, same thing with when Janet and Jack both tried to get their significant other to move into their own apartment.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening
here?
Yeah,
but then what?
And what exactly, when Janet tried to get her boyfriend to move in, what was the sleeping arrangements going to be?
Right.
Jack and that guy move into the single beds room and Janet sleep in the double bedroom. Yeah. I was like, wait, what's happening
here? They had
here?
Two bedrooms. I'm not sure where that whole show took place, but it was very beachy looking.
Santa Monica is where it was supposed to be. So
that
it was
makes
based
sense.
In Santa Monica. But my question is this. In the credits, they're always on a boat.
Uh-huh.
And yet they can't afford to buy bread. Whose boat is that?
A friend.
I would like
I knew
to know
someone
that.
Who, well, when Chrissy's cousin, when she shows up,
yes.
She brings an inflated pool with her that she accidentally
inflated
the bus. And he's like, well, what's the boat for? And she says, oh, well, Chrissy told me everyone here has a pool. And he said, well, ours is, I don't know, it got stolen.
Yeah.
That's what it was. He said, ours got stolen.
Ours got stolen.
So it's apparently not a great place to live either, but they've got Mr. Furley, who has the most hideous outfits I've ever seen in my life.
He does have the great outfits, and he's a real, you know, ladies man.
Oh, my goodness.
Way. And I love how he uses the word macho all the time.
Yeah.
And he has his little face that he makes. And
it's all swaggy.
He's hilarious. And they do a lot of that everybody run through the door at the same time stuff. And it just cracks me up. I'm like, okay, that is.
Don Knotts is a great actor. And he's great at, like, looking dejected and making you feel sorry for him. There was a woman who told him. He was trying to date a woman that he was showing the apartment to. And she obviously wasn't interested in him, but he asked her out to dinner and she's like, oh, not in this lifetime or whatever. And the look on his face, I was like, oh, poor Mr.
I know,
Furley.
Poor Mr. Furley. He's all sad. He definitely thought he was a ladies' man.
He was a funny character.
And yeah, he loved it. I miss the Ropers though. Like they were, except Mrs. Roper really was kind of like sometimes inappropriately like flirtatious and for being an older lady. And
Mr. Roper was, I don't know, always sad. He's got a sad face. And I was like, what's wrong with Mr. Roper?
Yeah, he definitely. And he did everything he could to mock Jack all the time. But they left the show to start their own show called The Ropers. The Ropers. The spinoff show, The Ropers. And
remember
they were only there for the first, I think it was the first five seasons. Or I guess it was the first three seasons. And they did come back and guest star.
Mm.
But yeah, so they were there seasons one through three. And then Don Knotts played Mr. Furley from seasons four through eight.
Well, I must have been watching reruns at one point because I do remember The Ropers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was only 2 years old when the show started, so I wouldn't have, you know, I wouldn't have been remembering that stuff. But I liked how the roommates were friendly, and Jack and Janet seemed to be really good friends with each other.
Yeah, they were. And it's funny because even like later on, though, he always would still like be flirtatious and or like, oh, and then, you know, like trying to hug on them or feel on them. And they'd act like they were all offended. And I'm thinking, you guys all have been friends for 5 years.
Right.
You're used to it by now.
We know how this works.
Yeah. It's totally normal. And I can't remember because I know that they had, I think the spinoff Three's a Crowd.
Yes.
And I know that Jack and Janet were on that.
Were they on that?
They were almost going to, like, get together. Like, at that point, they're like, my feelings. And then da-da-da-da-da. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Y'all have been friends for 8 years, which I guess, you know, that's how it goes. You can be friends with somebody for so long, and then all of a sudden you're like,
oh. But they had such a good platonic relationship.
Exactly.
It was fun.
I mean, and it really was, yeah. They just had fun together. They were, like, best friends, because I think there was an episode where Jack thought Janet went out with somebody who was going to... He actually gave the guy advice, and I think it was the dad of the girl he was dating, and it was really weird. And he gave him advice how to get back out there and get in the game, then realized he's going out with Janet. And Jack follows them to the restaurant at the expense of his own date, who got mad at him and left. And, like, he looked out for her, you know, that was kind of like their friendship, so that was always cool, too.
But was Jack looking for, like, a relationship, or was he just... Like Larry, like I can't tell if he was just supposed to be just like going from woman to woman or if he was looking for a relationship, because obviously they're not just going to like keep a girlfriend around for a long time.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't like work for the series.
Right.
But he was very like, he was kind of creepy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching an episode where Terry's friend from school comes to visit and she is a nun, but she doesn't wear a habit, and Jack comes in and he sees her sitting on the couch, so of course his idea is, there's a woman in my apartment, I'm gonna try to sleep with her. And
of course,
he
why
just
not?
Automatically starts sexually harassing this nun. And she's like, oh no. So then of course it's an episode where there's a misunderstanding.
Oh, shocking. That never happens.
Right. And he thinks that she's trying to marry him because she's getting ready for her sister's wedding. And so he thinks that, I don't know, it's a whole misunderstanding.
Of course.
And so then suddenly he's like, no. I didn't want anything to do with you. I wasn't trying to sleep with you.
That wasn't my intention
at all.
That
wasn't me at all.
Yeah, I love how when they describe the show that it's like escapades of hijinks and constant misunderstandings.
Constant.
And it just makes me laugh because of the episode of Friends, of course, where there's two different episodes of Friends where they reference Three's Company. There's one where they ask, what would Jack and Chrissy do? And another one, yeah, where he's like, oh, we're watching the episode of Three's Company. I think this is the one where there's some kind of misunderstanding. And it just makes you laugh.
And Phoebe says, oh, well, I've seen this one.
Yeah, oh, then I've seen this one. Yeah,
I think Three's Company is like a precursor to Friends. It's kind of the same type of show.
It really is.
It's
now that you think about it, Larry
young adults lives
there
living
too.
On their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, the friends were always hopping around roommates. And at one point, Rachel lived with Joey.
I never really thought about that. And I always loved Three's Company, even as a kid, even though I probably didn't understand it. It was funny. I'm sure I thought the corny hijinks were funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like, then that's probably why I loved Friends so much. It is. It's the same thing. It's living, you know, it's kind of the dream. I think we talked about that. But it's very much the, yeah, you're all living together, having fun, doing your thing.
Your fun roommates.
And then, you know, you want the apparently the bar you can walk to, which is just down the street, the Regal Beagle, which, by the way, we went to the Regal Beagle in Chicago when we were there one time. I don't know if you remember that.
We went to a place called the Regal Beagle?
We sure did. We were in Chicago. I'm pretty sure that we went to the Regal Beagle while we were there.
What were we doing in Chicago?
We went to Chicago to see the monkeys.
You know why I said that? Because so far we haven't had an episode where we didn't mention the monkeys.
Had to get that in there real quick.
Sorry for that tangent.
No. Tangents is what it's all about. I was thinking too, they said how like TV shows don't make it past, you know, like a 6-episode run. Some days, I'm sure back then too, maybe there were shows we don't even know about. Hmm. And they said that that this show broke barriers and was one of the highest ranked shows. They ran it mid-season. They started it in the spring. It actually started in March of 77.
Mm-hmm.
And right away they like renewed it, and they said the ratings climbed every year. So it was always, always a popular show. It wasn't one that ever fell off. And that's mm-hmm. probably what the spinoffs and everything too. Like they were able to just keep it going. Like I said, I don't remember what night, if it was on at night. I feel like we watched it before dinner though, which probably isn't true because I don't think shows would have on at 5.
I don't know.
But that's, it felt like that to me. And maybe there were reruns later that were on around that same time.
I think there were reruns, but I think I also watched it in the first run mm-hmm. with my family. And maybe I wasn't paying very much attention. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of adult, even with the slapstick, it was a lot of adult humor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. If Mr. Furley came on the screen, I was watching the screen. Because he was very flashy and colorful. Yes, and
did
silly.
Have colorful shirts.
But other than that, I think I probably was like, ugh, boring conversations.
Yeah. So there was a lot of good episodes, but I do remember that was one of my biggest things watching and one of the most memorable, for sure, theme songs.
It's a good theme song.
It is a good theme song.
Because it's got that 70s waka 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 waka. And I think they're riding around the zoo in the beginning.
There's
in their short shorts.
Well, when Terry comes on, I know they make a trip to the zoo. An interesting fun fact, I was trying to look something up about that, and somebody said in the credits, oh, a little boy comes up to Janet, I think, at the mm-hmm. zoo. Like, they're playing, mm-hmm. that's John Ritter's son.
In oh, really?
Life. Yeah. I was like, oh, hey.
He's an actor now, right?
I don't know that for
I'm
sure.
I'm pretty sure he is.
But he might be.
Let's say he is.
Let's say he is.
Like, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that, that's younger than us, knows that he's an actor. And,
oh. Good
to and know. We don't.
Yeah.
So.
All I can focus on is that we lost John Ritter way too early.
Yeah.
He was on the other show that like just completely escapes my mind right now when he was on, when he passed. Not a lot of people from that. I mean, you didn't, other than Suzanne Summers and John mm-hmm. Ritter, there wasn't, you know, Suzanne Summers went on to go on to Step by Step, which was a great show, which of course with Patrick Duffy from Dallas.
You and Patrick Duffy.
You know me. I got to mention Dallas all the time.
A room.
I should. I want to get a room with Patrick Duffy.
80s Patrick Duffy, or
well, it doesn't really matter.
Wow.
But yeah, the John Ritter was on again. I can't think of the name of the show.
I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna Google it.
Are you gonna use the Google?
I don't usually do. Oh, he looks good with a beard.
Because he passed away. He was like 55 when he passed away.
He was 54 in 2000. It was September 11th of 2003. Oh, he was in Problem Child, that movie. Did you ever see Problem Child?
I don't think so.
I forgot about that. I've seen parts of it, but... Okay, so he was in the PBS animated children's show, Clifford the Big Red Dog. And I did know that because my boy used to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog while I was getting ready for work. He was on...
Eight Simple Rules, which was originally called Eight Simple Rules for Marrying...
For dating
my
daughter.
Teenage daughter.
Something like that.
Yes. Eight Simple Rules.
I never watched the show, but I do remember that when they...
He passed away and they put it into the
yes,
show.
Yes. They yeah. didn't just, like, write him out, like, oh, Dad went to live in Denver
us,
or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah. They said
they
that
kinda
he
did the
he
same
died.
Thing. Yeah. And mm-hmm. it was very sad. I remember that. And they ended the show, I'm pretty sure.
I think it went on for a little bit.
Oh,
didn't
did
it?
I was thinking that they ended just like that season because they thought, well, how can we possibly? Like, he was
mm-hmm.
such a huge part of it.
I honestly did not watch the show, but wasn't Kaylee Cuoco?
Kaylee Cuoco was on there too. Yeah,
she was in that show.
Yeah.
8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter. Is what it's called. And then I think they just changed it to 8 Simple Rules for a while. It was Katie Sagal.
Peg Bundy. I'm sorry.
Patty Bundy.
Didn't watch Married with Children. I'm sorry.
Never? Like even later?
Randomly. I've never seen a full episode. I have randomly seen like bits and pieces of it, but never.
I think I watched it at friends' houses, and I watched it in college, and I watched it when my parents weren't home, which was rare. So what else do you know about?
Not much else. I was thinking about, no, like we've said, I don't think any, like, Suzanne Summers went on to Step by Step and to sell the...
Yeah, to sell the...
Thighmaster. And she looks amazing. She's, like, in her 60s now, and really, she looks amazing. Seen her
lately. It's that Thighmaster.
She also, though, she's got, I don't know, she's been on something else about just, like, her, I don't know if it's, like, a skincare thing or what, but yeah, she really does look good. Priscilla Barnes is who played Terry. That was their... She was the nurse roommate.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Terry was kind of... Sometimes she was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But also she was a nurse.
Yeah.
So she obviously had gotten through nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes she didn't know a whole lot. So
that was... And shocking, confusing. Larry was a used car salesman. I mean, that's pretty, you know, right in with him.
I never liked Larry. I never liked his character. When I was a kid, I knew there was something off about that guy. I was like, he's shady. His hair, and I just couldn't.
I love, too, that Janet worked at a flower shop, and that was always their thing. She worked at a flower shop, and I saw another episode where this guy wanted to marry Cindy and, like, just basically wanted to own her, and he was, like, ridiculously rich. And they're like trying to figure out how to get rid of this guy, basically. And he walks in the door and, he has a ring then too. And then Janet's all, oh my God, this ring. And he leaves and she's like, okay, yeah. He comes back and he's like, Janet, what's the name of the store you work at? And she tells him and he goes, okay, just wanted to make sure I buy the right one. And she's like, buy it?
Oh.
He's like, oh, so that you can own your own store. So then, of course, she was like, what? And then she's all willing to be like, oh, well, maybe I can be on board with this marriage for you, Cindy. And then, of course, because of all the hijinks, they end up getting rid of him at the end because he hates kids. And they find some friend of theirs who loaned their kids out, I guess. And these kids come running in and pretend Cindy's their mom.
That's great.
And she's like, oh, hi, kids. And he's like, what?
They were always doing that for each other.
Nope, not married. And then it's even worse. Oh, my God.
Because it's the 80s. Oh, my goodness.
You can't do that.
They were always ruining each other's potential relationships.
Yes.
I was watching an episode where Mr. Furley had met this woman, and they were convinced that the woman was a gold digger. And so they were trying to get rid of her. And so they had Larry dress up in drag.
Yes.
Actually, I don't think they had him do it. I think he did it of his own accord.
He was supposed to have a friend of his who was an actress come.
Oh.
And she couldn't make it.
I might have been on my phone at the time, and I just kind of half-watched the episode. And, yeah, he shows up, and then he tells the woman that...
She's married to Furley, I think.
Yeah, that she's married to Furley, and but she has all his money, and now he's poor and broke.
Yes.
And it turns out that his girlfriend is rich.
Yes. But they did find out towards the end of that episode. Then they got them back together.
Okay, I didn't watch the rest of the episode. I was busy.
I know. They found out, though, that she was indeed after the apartment building.
Oh.
And so then, of course, they go down to the apartment and they do their little hijinks. And the best part was Jack's out on the patio of Mr. Furley's apartment. And they're trying to get this woman... without, like, breaking up with Mr. Furley, but just, I don't know what the whole purpose was, but they tried to convince her that he had a bad temper. And she's like, what? And so Jack's out on the patio screaming so that they can hear. And he's like, look at these cactuses. What are you going to, you need to water it, on and on and on. And Mr. Furley's like, you're going to kill it. He's like, what'd you say? Kill it. And he's like, what? And he's like, kill! And he screams it, and then Jack throws himself through the door.
It's great.
And Mr. Furley has then a shovel. And this woman's like, oh my God.
Can you imagine if our lives were like that? If we were always like...
That would be so fun.
Having to...
Hijinks.
Yeah, hijinks and all these misunderstandings. That'd and then we amazing. Have to come up with a plan.
We would always have to... We'd have to hatch a plan.
They're always hatching plans.
Yes. I was watching one where they're like, wait, that's not going to work. Here, let's do this. They come later and they're doing the plan. So you didn't get to hear what it was, but here they are doing it. Yeah, there's always a plan because...
Well, this is a secret that... I'm just going to ruin everything for everyone ever. But if you're a writer of anything, you know this, is if you tell the plan, if you say the plan, then the plan cannot come to fruition.
Oh.
You don't say the plan and then have it actually happen. If you say it, then something has to mess it up.
Oh.
Because otherwise, you're just repeating what you just did. That's so if you don't hear the plan, it's going to succeed.
Then it will succeed.
Yeah. If you heard the plan, it's not going to happen.
And that's kind of how I think that whole plan with the kids happened. Like, we didn't get to hear about it ahead of time. And then all of a sudden, these kids show up, and they're Cindy's kids. And
they just, we have a plan. And then music, and then commercials.
Yes.
And then fade in.
And fade in. And then it all works out in the end. And that's another sitcom where everything, you know, by the end of the episode, unless there was a to be continued, works out and everybody's happy and then they're all laughing at the end and it's all great.
That's what I love about sitcoms. That's why I like sitcoms, because it all works out in the end.
That's
and
true.
I don't have to wait until next week or 6 months from now to find out what happens.
Yes.
It just all gets wrapped up and I can turn off the TV happy and I know that everything's fine.
Especially Three's Company. Yeah, I have watched a few other recent other shows that we'll get into on a later date where there is cliffhangers at the end of a season.
Yeah.
And not so much like happy ending kind of stuff.
Because you have to come back for the next season to see what happened.
They really
aren't you
going to
come back
that?
Anyway? You like the show.
You like the show. Why wouldn't you come back and watch it? But that's kind of probably when that started a lot more so. It's like... Oh, yeah, let's do a cliffhanger. Make sure they want to come back and see it. Because then it's
now
really...
everything is cliffhanger. I just can't do it anymore.
Yeah, they really end seasons now with doozies. Like, and then you're like, what? Now I got to wait 6 months? And
yeah.
That's the worst. I don't have that much patience, especially in the Netflix era when you can.
And there's too much time between seasons.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's not like a season, it's a year.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what happened. So now I have to go back and catch up on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's really all I have for Three's Company, man. I loved Three's Company growing up. Now I'm watched more episodes again.
Now I'm a grown up and I know what's going on and I know.
It's a little corny, but it's still, it's fun to watch. And I do, you know, I know I have a ridiculously good memory and I'm thinking I watched this as a kid, but there were certain things and I could remember exactly what was going to be said next. And I was like, wow,
you must have watched really closely because I don't remember a single episode that I watched.
Yeah.
I remember the Jack Tripper shorts and the Furley vests.
It's interesting. I did remember the Furley vests for sure, but there was one specifically recently I watched and it was the one where Jack was trying to save Janet from the weird date and his date ends up leaving him, but they're at the restaurant and she literally talks to him, you know what we're going to do now? That's how she talked to him. And he's like, what? She's like, absolutely nothing. And she runs off and leaves him. And I remember that weird exchange of voices. That's exactly what they both did.
The creepiest thing I've ever just heard come out of your mouth.
Right? It was the weirdest thing ever. And I was like, when I watched it, I'm like, I remember this, maybe because it was so weird, but I'm like, oh my God. And I thought, okay, yeah, I remember that. So,
So funny.
Too funny. Too funny.
Hilarious. Well, why don't we wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his.
I don't know.
Three's Company too. Come and dance on our floor?
Yeah.
Take a step that is new?
Good job.
Is this going to be on the outtakes?
Hell no.